أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن كنتم على سفر ولم تجدوا كاتبا فرهان مقبوضة. فإن أمن بعضكم بعضا فليؤدي الذي ائتمن أمانته وليتق الله ربه ولا تكتموا الشهادة ومن يكتمها فإنه آثم قلبه والله بما تعملون عليم. This is the last ayat with regard to this subject of business transactions. And as we had explained, we see how important business transactions are and that they should be done according to deen, and it is also part of deen. Unfortunately, we don't regard this as part of deen, and we do our business as we wish to. We would follow some government rules, what they regulate us, and others we will do just what is prevalent, what is customary, what is in the vogue, but we won't think that Islam has guided us and we should do it according to Islam. And then that also becomes an ibadat, and it is a source of all our other ibadat. If our income is not correct, then all our eating and that also is not correct. So that has to be correct so that we get barakat in all our ibadat, hajj, umrah, charity, whatever we are spending. If our income is not correct, then all that spending also will definitely not be correct. So it is very important. And also, as explained, Allah has devoted the longest ayat of the Quran Sharif to this matter of business transactions. We discussed a few types of other business transactions, and especially about drawing up the contract, writing down the conditions, and also having witnesses, etc. Another aspect now, at the end of all this, Allah Ta'ala explains, and of course, the full details of this we will get in the hadith, and Allah reward the great fuqaha who have put it down in the books of fiqh. And there we find it all in one place with every aspect and the full details. And it's very necessary we study it and we do all our business transactions according to that. Whether we as buyers, we go and buy something, or if we have got shops and we are selling something, or taking loans from one another, all these matters must be done according to Sharia. So further Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ. Or agar tum safar mein ho, if you are traveling and there a certain aspect comes in front of you, and that is you have to take a loan and you don't have any witnesses there, and neither is it an occasion that you can draw up the contract or the agreement, the points of agreement, then what do you do? Walam tajidu katiman, or na paao koi likhne wala, and you don't find anyone who can write that agreement for you while you are traveling. Parihanum makbooda, to girvi haath mein rakhni chahiye. Then at such a time, pawn something. You took a loan and in return of that loan, pawned something of yours. It may be your watch, it may be your cell phone, whatever it may be, then give that, pawn that in place of the loan. So that when you will pay back that loan, you will get back the thing that you have pawned. However, the condition here is that you are on the travel. But this is what is called qaid ihtirazi. It doesn't refer only to when you are traveling. But because this takes place more when you are traveling, when you are at home, easily to find a person to write the contract, easy to find witnesses. But sometimes you are traveling and it's difficult. So Allah referred to it as when you are traveling, but pawning something and taking a loan is equally permissible when you are not on travel, when you are at home also. And we find till today the system of pawn shops which are found in every commercial area. So this is also one system which Allah Ta'ala had ordained. So even if you are at home and you are not writing out the contract and you are not, there are no witnesses, you can pawn something for the loan that you are taking. فَإِنْ أَمِنَ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا فِرْ أَغَرْ اَعْتِبَارْ كَرَيْ اَكْ دُسْرِكَ. And if you have full trust on one another, And because of that you are not writing it also, and you are not having witnesses also. Then Allah Ta'ala says, فَلْيُؤَدِّ الَّذِي اِتُمِنَ أَمَانَتَهُ. تو چاہیے کہ پورا ادا کرے وہ شخص کے جس پر اعتبار کیا اپنی امانت کو. Then it is absolutely necessary for the person who has taken the loan that he must pay back this loan. Yeah, Allah has referred to the loan as amanat, amanatahu. The reason for referring it to as an amanat, that we all understand that the amanat you must pay fulfill it. Don't do anything wrong in amanat, in trust that is kept by you. It is the loan that you have to pay. So Allah referred to it as amanat, that as we regard amanat important, we must not do any khiyanat in amanat. We must pay back that, so the loan also pay it back. Here we learn another very important point also, and that is more important than the masalas, the rules and regulations of any and everything. More important is the tarbiyah, to develop the quality of taqwa, the said responsibility of amanat. Otherwise, if all these things, all the rules a person knows, but we know many times those people who know the rules properly, they are the ones who break the rules. And other people who don't know the rules, but they've got deen, taqwa in them, they will fulfill the rights properly. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali should give this example. You can buy groceries at a Hindu grocery shop, and you tell him, see, you must weigh your things properly, give it to me properly, you must charge me properly, give my change properly. He says, I don't want to sell you also, I don't want to have anything to do with you, and you are making all the conditions. Those conditions are useless. He doesn't want to do business with you. So just like that, if we know all the rules, but we haven't got the taqwa, we haven't got the responsibility, then all the rules also are like useless. Because first you must have that jazbah, that desire to do it properly. So here towards the end, Allah says, if you take a loan, and you haven't made witnesses for it, and you haven't pawned anything also, and you haven't made up a contract also, then realize this is an amanat and I must pay it back. How many people who take loans, then they openly and totally deny it. I never took this loan from you. And people do it in trust. How many people? A brother will give his brother a loan. Friends will give friends loans. And then when they have to pay, they say, no, we don't know anything. What are you talking about? From where you come out with this? So Allah warns against this, that in case that you did not have witnesses, you did not draw up in contract, which as we have understood previously, it is absolutely essential. But because of trust you did not do it, then let your taqwa come into force, and then pay it back on account of your taqwa and realizing your responsibility and your duty. Further, Allah explains it more openly. وَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ رَبَّهُ. اور ڈرتا رہے اللہ سے جو رب ہے اس کا. And always fear Allah. Have taqwa, have the fear of Allah. You can do that person down, you can start shouting and swearing, and then he feels that now he doesn't want to ask you anymore. Because the way you shout and you carry on, and you make a big noise, that what you're talking, which loan you're talking about, whereas you know it is. So for all this, the answer to that is taqwa of Allah. If you have that, you will accept your responsibility and you will pay. Just like also, how many fathers don't pay maintenance for their children. When the divorce takes place, etc., they don't pay maintenance. The law courts, the sheriff of the court, nobody can get you to pay that maintenance. It's only if you have the fear of Allah. That is my responsibility, and I have to fulfill my responsibility. So fear Allah, and Allah referred to himself. Allah said, وَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهِ. Fear Allah. That was enough. But Allah added, رَبَّهُ. Who is your Rabb? Who is the one who gave you your existence? The one who is sustaining you. The one who is maintaining your eyes. The one who is maintaining your brains, your heart. think of him and don't do wrong towards him. And the one who is watching you all the time, the one who can make you now immediately paralyzed, or you become dearranged in your brains, or anything else can happen, fear Allah and fulfill the rights of one another. You have taken a loan, make sure you pay it back. Or respect that law which Allah has made. وَلَا تَكْتُمُ الشَّهَادَةَ Or مَتْ شُبَعُ غَوَاهِكُ And another aspect also Allah Ta'ala refers to, and do not conceal evidence. That is, when you know somebody has taken a loan, and now you don't talk up about it, you keep quiet about it. And unfortunately, this is a very strong element which is in us, totally wrong. We say we don't want to get involved. I don't, when somebody is wrong, in fact it comes in the Hadith Sharif, if somebody's respect and honor is taken and we don't save that person, Allah will make it that our respect and honor will be taken by somebody and nobody will help us. So this is our duty. When things are being done wrong, we must stand up for the right. Today when somebody stands up for the right, especially for the right of Allah, for deen, we say they are troublemakers. They are extremists. They are causing problems. But this is what must be done. So if somebody has taken a loan and now he's not paying it back, in fact he's denying it, and you know that he has taken that loan, it's very necessary, without being asked also, that you stand up for the right of your brother. And you said, no, he has taken this loan and I know about it. So don't conceal the evidence. Don't step back from becoming a witness. And knowing what you know, then don't conceal it and step back from giving that evidence. And Allah Ta'ala explains it and makes it more clearer. وَمَنْ يَكْتُمْهَا فَإِنَّهُ آثِمٌ قَلْبُ A person who conceals the evidence when he knows, and he's just keeping quiet about it, then he is guilty of his son from his heart. Because in his heart he knows, nobody else knows. But in his heart he knows, and Allah knows what is in your heart. Allah has referred to this to the sin of the heart. It isn't a sin of your tongue that you didn't give the evidence. It isn't a sin of you walking to the place where you must give evidence, but the sin of the heart. And when this heart is sinful, then the whole body becomes sinful. As it comes in the hadith, that in the whole body there is one piece of flesh. If that is right, the whole body will be right. And if that is wrong, the whole body will be wrong. And that is the heart. So the heart, yeah, Allah refers to that as a guna of the heart. Also from all this we can gather that our business transactions, they are so important, that how Allah is referring to them with taqwa. Taqwa of Allah, taqwa of your Rabb, and taqwa, that it has to do with your heart. Now, as we need concentration in our namaz, which is also the work of the heart, like that our business transactions also, if we don't do them right, becoming witnesses, etc., giving evidence, then that is also a guna of the heart. So it's a very serious matter. And also remember, وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ عَلِيمٌ Or Allah Ta'ala tumhare kaamon ko khoob janta hai. And Allah knows very perfectly all your actions. What you are doing, Allah Ta'ala knows them. And Allah Ta'ala, He has got full knowledge also, and He has got full qudrat and power to do as He pleases also. Allah is undoubtedly most kind, most haleem, that Allah gives lot of respite also. But if Allah wants to take us to task, He can take us to task, a person, and how much it happens, people become mentally dearranged. People become paralyzed. We think it is because of this. You go to the doctor, he will tell you this deficiency, that deficiency. But we don't realize we did our business dealings incorrectly. We robbed somebody. We harmed somebody. We did not give evidence. All these are the causes. But we just look at the outward causes and all the real causes and how much of our business transactions we do wrong. How many people shortchange the person? We don't give the full change. And how many we sell defect goods, etc. how lot of our business transactions are wrong. So we have to be very, very careful. And whenever anything happens, we think this happened because of this motor car accident, he became paralyzed. Or this happened, he just mentally, he got this problems, etc. It is all these things that we do. And in our day-to-day matters, whether we are just buyers and we go and buy in a shop. How many people go and buy in the shop and they steal something? They just take it from the shelf, put it in their pocket. Or they don't pay. They just slip away and they don't pay for their goods. All these things have great adverse effects on us in our life. And we think that this problem came because of a physical health. Doctors explain it away. This is the cause, that is the cause. But it is basically these things. A Muslim must be upright in all his matters. His business matters also, he must be very upright and correct. We don't even think of learning this. Even now, after having gone through all this, who of us will even think to go and learn the masalas, to find out the masalas of how, what I must do, even if I just go as a buyer in a shop. And if I've got a shop and I'm doing business, that I must do my business according to Sharia. In the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a person was not allowed to do business until he passed a test that he knows the laws of Sharia as far as business is concerned. Yeah, anyone wants to do some business, I want to sell some second-hand cars, I just start. I don't find out what are the rules of Sharia. And in that, how much then we deal with the bank, and we get involved in interest with the bank. How many other things we do? So it is very important we learn if we are Muslims. We are not Muslims only for Ramadan or only for the masjid, or only for Umrah, Makkah and Medina. We are Muslims even in our business affairs. We are Muslims even when we get married and relationships with our wives. We are Muslims when we father a child and all the responsibility of the child. There also Islam has given us Sharia. How to bring up the child. And if unfortunately divorce takes place, the maintenance of the child, which is our duty, that also Sharia has got. Who has to take custody of the child? Till what age the custody? We find that mothers don't worry, they break the law. Fathers don't worry, they break the law of Sharia. And they follow the law of the land. The kuffar law, they give preference over the law of Sharia, which ulama have said is a very, very serious sin. That you give preference to the law of the kuffar over the law of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah guide us to righteousness. And we can see that about two pages of the Quran Sharif here, Allah is devoted to business transactions and the details of it. May Allah give us tawfiq to act accordingly. Jazakallah khair.